Since September 11th, the number of political refugees who have been resettled in the United States has slowed dramatically as stricter security measures have been put in place. President Bush approved admitting up to 70,000 refugees, the same number set before September. But refugee advocates say nowhere near that number will make it into the country. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Halima Ali has been waiting 7 years for her mother, brothers, and sisters to join her in Boston. The family was separated as they fled Somalia's brutal civil war. The others made it to a refugee camp in Nairobi, Kenya, just as Ali was leaving the camp for the U.S. Ali, who's now 30, has not seen them since. Seven siblings and her mother were finally given permission to join her in March, but Ali has no idea when they may actually arrive. Worse, her mother, Fatima, is gravely ill with a tumor in her uterus.
To be honest with you, she's in hospital every other week. And they cannot do anything because she's supposed to get surgery. And they cannot do the surgery because of she's a diabetic. It's actually helpless, that's what I can say.
Halima Ali's predicament is not unique. After September 11th, refugee resettlement was suspended for 2 months. Today, refugee advocates say thousands of people already approved to come to the U.S. are still being held up. More are waiting to be considered. During the wait, many have fallen ill in disease-ridden camps. Some have died. Teenagers have turned 21, making it less likely they'll be reunited with parents already here. Immigration officials say they still intend to resettle the full quota of 70,000, but Lavinia Limon of Immigration and Refugee Services of America says U.S. officials are not being honest in their policy.
They're certainly not demonstrating that they have the political will that translates into action. So what they say and what's happened is 180 degrees.
Asked for a response, Sandra Dean of the State Department spoke for the record but would not be recorded. She points out the government has hired more than 200 new staff to speed up screening of refugees overseas. Dean says officials are working as quickly as they can and deeply regret the slowdown as well as the hardships it's causing. Under new security guidelines, refugees overseas are undergoing tougher, longer screenings. Their names are checked against intelligence agencies' lists of possible terrorists. Upon arrival here, everyone is fingerprinted. In fact, processing upon arrival has become so overwhelmingly time-consuming, officials now allow only 35 refugees per plane. Bill Frelich, until recently with the U.S. Committee for Refugees, does not begrudge enhanced security checks, but he finds the idea that Osama bin Laden's men would pose as refugees ludicrous.
Who would sit in a refugee camp for years and years? Who would suffer what refugees suffer in order to be admitted to the United States, which is a long shot?
Frelich notes that refugees must endure repeated vetting by numerous agencies before they're chosen to resettle here. By contrast, students, businessmen, and tourists can get visas relatively easily, as the September 11th hijackers did. Yet none of those programs were suspended.
So to have focused all the attention as the security threat on refugees is basically taking the group that, in a sense, is the group that you can suspend and not have a hue and a cry arise, as would happen if you suspended tourists or business people or students.
Advocate Lavinia Limon finds it ironic that in fighting a war to defend American values, the government is keeping out the very people who, through their courage, exemplify such values.
These are the creme de la creme of survivors. These people really give this country back to us. They show us what freedom's about. They know the price they paid for it, and they remind us why it's worth fighting for what we have.
Limon worries the current slowdown may signal a permanent reduction in refugee admissions to the U.S., and this could set an example for other countries. In fact, a survey by the U.S. Committee for Refugees found several European countries already have toughened the rules for admitting refugees, citing security concerns. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.